Shalom Aleichem, Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous year. We wanted to understand why we have to go into Rosh Hashanah with Nechama, into the Yamim Nevoim. We couldn't say Noira during the Poranus, that's Yirmiyahu. Couldn't say Noira because where's the Neiros of Hashem? And then the Anshei Knesset HaGadol restored the Noira. And we're the Talmidim, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, we say Noira. And our Shemoneh Esrei is the Noira, it's the awesomeness of Hashem, is that the Jewish people still exist. As we spoke about in the previous year, in the Tefillah of Avodat Zion, that we say every day, called Kedushat HaSidra, we're makdim two psukim for Ve'at HaKadosh. We say Avodat Zion Goel, or the Shavei Fesh of Yaakov. We say, Venizos Brisio Samar Hashem. Aletzem HaTfilah Zon Emar Bagmara, V'cho Yom V'yom Ruba Kilatom Mishel Chavero. V'la Alma, Amayka Mekayem, HaKedusha De Sidra, V'a Yehe Shmei Rabah De Agadita. V'alze Omed Olam Acharei Churban Abayit. והתפילה היא בעצם קידוש של הסדרה. היינו להגיד את השבח של ואתה קדוש וכולי. אנחנו משבחים את הקדוש ברוך הוא בקדוש וברוך. So it says that every day the klal gets worse. So on what merit does the world exist? Kiddush of the Sidra. And the Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, they say in the Kaddish, after learning Agadita. So that's the Tfil. V'ata Kadosh Shev Tlai Sishra V'Karol Zal Sev Yomar Kadosh Kadosh Baruch etc. And that's why after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Chazal called the Bo'erei Olam, a name that's not written in the Torah, not Nevi'im, not in Ksuvim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Olam is Oymed Al Kadosh and Baruch. Kedusha de Sidra. Amai Koy Alma, what is the world standing on? Kedusha de Sidra. It's Chazal Megalim Lanu. Shebeshevach Hazeh Shanachu Meshabchim Kurei Olam. Shu Kadosh Hu Baruch Hu Baruch. זה שבח שאנחנו משבחים בו את הבורא, הפכנו את השבח הזה לשם. That's what we have in the Mishnayos and Chazal. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Shem HaShavu. So not the world stands on the Kadosh and the Baruch of Kedusha the Sidra of Uvalet Zion, and that's the name we call Hashem. So every time we say it, that's a little bit of a kiyum of Kedusha the Sidra, and not the world stands. This is a topic in and of itself. So before this Kedusha de Sidra, before Ve'at HaKadosh, we're makdim two psukim from the Navi. Uvalet Zion Goel Shvei Peshev Yaakov, Nu Mashem. Ze pasuk echad. Ve'acharav omrim pasuk nosaf. Ve'ani zot briti otam amar Hashem. Ruchi asher alech udva asher sam b'yuficha lo yimushu mepicha. Ve'pi zaracha ve'pi zara zaracha amar Hashem yata ve'ad olam. Zot hakana miyuchedet. חוץ ממה שנקרא קידוש את הסדרה שמתחיל מביאת הקדוש, אמר את שני הפסוקים האלה, וצירפו זאת לאותה תפילה. כך תקנו חזר. אז כתוב כך בתשובת הגאונים, the reason is, because there was a minna kadum in klal Yisrael that after tefillah, they would read a little bit of Torah and a little bit of Nevi'im. And since, because of the difficulty of the times people aren't doing it, they left these two psukim. So we should read from the Nevi'im. They used to read from the V in the past, and now these two psukim, it was decreed that we should read these psukim, like they used to read from the Nevi'im in the past. And that's why Shabbos morning, whenever we have a maftir in the morning with a Navi, Avodat Zion goes to the afternoon, to Mincha. So anyway, we're reading Navi, so you don't have to read Avodat Zion. in order that we don't lack a day that we read these psukim, so they moved it over to Mincha. And on Yom Kippur, that we say Maftir Mincha, so we already have a Navi at Mincha, so we say it in Ne'ilah. So we see that the inyan of these two psukim is Kriya b'Nevim. In Parashat Shofti, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Navi mekir b'cha me'achecha, kamoni hakim b'cha Hashem Elokecha, I love to shmo. Kol asher shalta mim Hashem Elokecha b'chorev b'yom ha'kal emo, lo asif l'shmo at kol Hashem Elokei, ve'at ha'ish ha'gdola hazot, lo ra'od ve'lo amut. ויום ראשם אליי, תיבו את אשר דיברו. נביא הקים להם מהקרע ואחריהם כמוך, ונתתי דבריי בפיו, ודיבר אליהם את כל אשר עצבנו. פירוש הדבר, בורא עולם מקים לנו נביאים, כדי שהם ימשיכו לנו את מעמד הר סיני. כמו שכתוב, כל אשר שאלת מי מהשם אלוקיך ביום הקהל לאמור, לא אוסיף לשמוע את כל השם. ויום ראשם אליי, תיבו אשר דיברו. ביקשנו לא להוסיף לשמוע דבר השם, אלא לשמוע זאת מפי נביא, ודבר הזה ניתן לנו. בורא העולם אומר, היטיבו אשר דיברו, ומשמיע לנו דבריו מפי הנביא. So we have a pasuk that's as a המשך for Mamad Har Sinai, after Mamad Har Sinai was over, we wanted a Navi, and that's the המשך of Mamad Har Sinai, the prophecies. We don't want to hear it directly from God, we want to hear it from the Navi. So God continues speaking to us through the Navi. So the Nevi'im are being Mashmia Dvar Hashem. We find in the Rambam, in Chos Tshuva, Kol Nevi'im Kulam Tzivu Ala Tshuva. It's up to Tchilai, Kshetchilat in Yanam Shal Nevi'im Hu, Lamshichu Lashmia Dvar Hashem. Lamshich Et Ma'amad Har Sinai, ותפקידם של הנביאים הוא אף להוכיח את כלל ישראל, להחזירם בתשובה. כל הנביאים כולם הוכיחו את ישראל. כדברי הרמב"ם כולם ציוו על התשובה. כולם הוכיחו וציוו על התשובה. דבר נוסף אנו מוצאים בעניינם של הנביאים, כמו שכתוב בברכות ל"ד, אמר רבי חייא בר אבא, כל הנביאים כולם לא נתנבאו, אלא למות המשיח. אבל לעולם הבא, אין לא ראה אלוקים זולתך. So what the נביאים do is they're מחזיר us בתשובה, like the Rambam says. And the נביאים, also המסנבא בת ימוס המשיח, they said דברי נחומס. ונחומס לנביאים are נחומס למוס המשיח. So we are מקבל שני דברים מהר סיני. God gave us the Torah, חי העולם נוטה בשיחנו, we lost our Zoyama. And the Nevi'im, we lost that impurity that we had from the Chet of Adam HaRishon. The Nevi'im, besides the Etzem HaDibur, that they're Mamshich, Kiviyochel is Dvar Hashem, and they continue speaking to us in God's name, they're Mamshich Mamad Har Sinai. And they tell us the Nechomis, that the V'chai Yoylem Nata V'Sarcheinu, that through these nechamas, we know things are going to be good. Mochiach ala tshuva. And that's the inyan of Pascha Zoamasim, that we had our Hasinai. That we lost our Zoama, our impurity, that's the tshuva. That we do when we hear the Nevi'im. So that connects to the Pascha Zoamasim and Hasinai. So the Sheirish is Mamad Hasinai. So it says, Hashem gave us Nevi'im כאשר שאלתם אם השם לוקח ביום הקהל. ושזה עיקר הדבר, כל התפקידים של הנביאים יוצאים מתוך העיקר הזה, שהמשך מעמד הר סיני, ונתתי דבריי בפיו, ודיבר לכם את כל אשר עצבנו. ובכל בורא העולם ממשיך לדבר איתנו. והר סיני דיבר איתנו את הדיברות, ועל ידי הנביאים, הוא ממשיך לדבר איתנו. בשני הפסוקים האלו, we say it all, ובא לציון גואל. זה דבר אחד ממה שהנביאים צריכים לגלות ולהגיד לנו. That there's going to be a goyal who's coming to Zion. We're going to be redeemed. ולשבי פשב יעקב נום השם. And to those who return from sin in Jacob, says Hashem. כביוכל בורא עולם, מצפה ומחכה He wants us to do tshuva. The next pasuk, Vanizos Purisi Omar Hashem Ruchi Asher Alecha Udvarai Asher Sandu Beficha Leimushi Mepicha Mepizaracha Mepizara Zaracha. Zeh Hemshech Shel Ma'amad Har Sinai. And this is my covenant, Hashem says, with you. My spirit that is upon you, and the words that I put in your mouth are not going to stop for all the generations from your seed. That's the Hemshech of Ma'amad Har Sinai, Amar Hashem Me'ata V'adayla. That's all the things the Nevi'im do. In these two psukim, we say what we have to learn from the Nevi'im. We have the union of tshuva, l'shav shavei feshen. We have the union of nechama, uvav tzion goyel. Now we have the hemshech of Ma'amad Har Sinai, that lo yemushu mipicha mipizaracha mipizera zaracha. So that's why we need these two psukim. We don't pay so much attention to them necessarily, but this is a big ikir in our avodah, in our emunah. The Nevi'im, the Hemshech of Ma'amad Har Sinai, the Nechamos, Tshuva. And that's also the union of Takanas HaFtoras. Fishim Mitber Mitoch HaDvarim. Vegam Ze Ketuv Meforash Perishonim. Kriyat Haftarah Eina Mitakanat Ezra. Ezra said you should read from the Torah. Sheni, Chamishi, Shabbos is Moadim, it's Takanas Ezra. The Haftarah is Takanah Bifnei Atzma. Kasher Ubanei Menyanei HaParashah V'Moadim Menyanei HaYom. Filu Haftarot Eilu, Aseret Haftarot HaAchronot Bashana, Hem Tlat HaDepuranuta Sheinan Kshurot LaParashah, V'Shevad HaNechemta Shegam Hem Bepashtut Lufi Pshutam, Eina Kshurot LaParashah, לא מטעם הפרשה קוראים אותם על כל פנים. עניין של ההפטרות שאנחנו צריכים לשמוע וללמוד את דברי הנביאים. So you have these ההפטרות that are תקנה בפני עצמו. That most of them are מענייני הפרשה. These ההפטרות are מענייני הזמן of פורנוס, the first three, and then the שבת הנחמתה are not necessarily connected to the parasha. We have to learn these דברי נביאים of the חומס. מעמד הר סיני הנראה באופן של פנים בפנים דיבר השם ממכם בהר מתוך האש. השם spoke to us face to face. And this is continued with the Nevi'im. And the Nevi'im tell us that מאויס מעשתנו קצפת עלינו עד מאויד. That means that God doesn't want to see us anymore. שלח מעל פני ויצאו, it says in ירמיהו, that's what I love. When ירמיהו didn't say נוירה, he's מגלה. That there's no mida that's going to be megan on us. Everything is nechav, everything is finished. There's no bias, there's no neuro lukim miktoshecho. That's the inyan of the base of mikdash, vasu the mikdash, v'shachanti v'soicho. Now what was revealed at Sinai should continue in the mikdash, but we lost that. So me'elam o'isma atstonu kosafto leinu ad me'oit. As we conclude eicho. So here come the Anshe Knesset Sagadola, and they say Hashem does protect us. In that sugya, the Harsha writes that the Anshe Knesset Sagadola is so nice Purim. Vaz hem ra'u v'gilu et midat nora, v'rabim me'a meretz mityadim ki nafal pachad el Mordechai aleim, pachad el Yehudim aleim. Hem ra'u zot, avarim kvar lo ra'u zot. So they saw it. They saw the neirotz of Hashem that we still remained alive. Anshe Knesset Hagadol were machzir ator liyoshna. Roshei Torah shebal peh. They saw God's with us. The fact that we continue to exist. Neis Purim. That's the Anshe Knesset Hagadol. The zman of Torah shebal peh is laila. You're supposed to learn Torah shebusav is day and Torah shebal peh is night. When it's dark, you learn Torah shebal peh. At night, you have to say Emes Ve'emuna. When there's darkness in the world, it's a time of Torah Shebal Peh. It's a time of Ve'emuna Kol Zois that we say every night. Plus the Puranusa, our Shaykh to Yirmiyo, two from Yirmiyo, one to Yishayo. And then Shevet Nechemta, our Yishayo, bringing us back to Har Sinai and giving us the Nechama. And we put ourselves back in Chodesh Elul. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to be Mekabel Torah, is Mekabel HaTorah. And the Mele for Mekabel HaTorah, Lo Yitu Od Acher Avodah Zarah. Mekabel the Torah Semes. The first Luchos were given B'Kodos U'Brokim. Like we say in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The Kol Shofar. But the second Luchos, there was no Kol Shofar. Moshe Rabbeinu was alone. We, Klal Yisrael, we blew. We blew the shofarists for the 40 days Moshe was on the mountain to receive the second luchos, in order not to make another mistake. It should be clear. Shelo yidu od achar avodah zarah. We should have the charada we spoke about last week. And it should be like the first Ma'amar Har Sinai, that this time we're the ones doing the blowing. 40 days. Because now we're Mekabli HaTorah once again. We blew it the second Luchos and be Mitzarev ourselves to the first Luchos. Like we say in Tefillah. Kodos U'Brokim. So to be mitzarif ourselves to the first Kabbalah Satara, we're blowing the shofar the second time as well. The Tchilas HaNechama after the Purnus of the Shalosh Shavuos was at Yom Tov. Rambam writes in the parish of Mishnah, Subachu Yom Chamisha Sarbov, Fishabon is Talka, Magafon, and Messi Amidbo, Vishna Sarboin. Kiamovis Hoysa Harbe, Behol Tesbel. Vishanachon is Talka, Matino and Hatsi Achred, which was battled with an option of Amino Batsman, Vilgishabo Rots and Abore, Vashavas Apple, Visilu Kamosomayan. Ovigo Hosu Isam Misham Rahal Yom Mishta Vasasa. זה המנהג כלל ישראל. הם ידעו לפי הגיל מי הוא זה שצריך למות בשנה הזאת. ובכל ליל תשע באב היו צריכים למות 15,000. היינו 600,000 היו צריכים למות במשך 38 שנה. וכך 15,000 היו חופרים לעצמם קבר ושוכבים בתוכו ולא קמים. אלו שנשארו בחיים כיסו אותם, ובשנה האחרונה הם נהגו כמו שנהגו כל הזמן, חפרו קבר, שכבו בתוכו בבוקר קמו, למחרת הלאה ושוב קמו, עד אמצע החודש עד שנתמלה הלבנה, ואז בטחו בנפשם והאמינו בעצמם והרגישו בו רצון הבורא והשבת אפו וסילוק חמתו מהם. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says, why 15 above? Why is that the beginning of the Nechama? Because that's when the Magaif ended. So many people died on Tish above. And they would go into the Kever. And then they came out on the 9th above, the 10th above, the 11th above. When the 15th came, they saw up, they're saved. No more people are dying. And they know God isn't angry at them anymore. What does Nechama do? What Nechama does is when a person's mukeh, mushpal, when he's lowered, when he's cast away, when he doesn't believe in himself, he thinks he's not roy for anything, he gets makas. As batchu b'nafshem v'aminu b'atzman v'lgishu bo ratzon ha-borei v'ashavat ha-bo v'sivuk ha-matom mehem. That's the Nechama. That God's with us. God's no longer angry at us. And that's the Simcha of Tu B'Av, which is like the Simcha of Yom Kippur. We go from Ois Ma'astano Katzafta Lenu Ad Mo'i to the feeling that no, God's not angry at us anymore. Siluk Apo V'Asolos Chamoso Mehem, that the Rambam writes, removal of his anger is connected Katzafta Lenu Ad Mo'i, that it says in Eicha, that God was very angry. So from the siluk of Ma'amar Har Sinai, we can go back to Ma'amar Har Sinai. We can be Mekabli Torah again. That's Elul. Elul is doing the Hachana to be Mekabli Torah again. Asot Masha Moshe Rabbeinu Asa. Wala b'chodesh Elul l'shamayim l'kabel Torah. And we were down below. We were mechuvin, we were waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to bring back down the Torah. The Yom Noraim bring b'chazarat midat Nora. That's why it's called Yamim Noraim. Ki imcha slicha, since God forgives us, like we spoke about in the previous year, l'man tivarei, in order that we should fear. That's why God gives us slicha, otherwise we're cast away, there's nothing to fear anymore, we're done. No, God gives us forgiveness, l'man tivarei, that's the chazor of midas noira, that's the yomim noiroim. So that's our avodah in Chodesh Elul. M'chuvan kulenu l'kabbalas ha-Torah, and to accept upon ourselves the mitzvah of Noira, Noira that is the Umas Miskayim, Bein Kol Umas, and that's what we saw in Anshei Knesset HaGedola, where Machzir had this idea that here we have the mitzvah of Noira, that we still exist, and that God accepts us back. And that's really what El is about, that's what the Necham is about. The Necham is that God accepts us back. So that's our Avodah of El, to receive the Torah again, to receive the Chai Olam. The Nechames of the Nevi'im. And Har Sinai is Mamshich. Har Sinai continues with the Nevi'im as we saw from the Pasuk. V'Hashem Yazreinu Shenizkeh Lagiyah L'Yamim HaNoraim K'Ra'uy. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.